Coach's Insight programs are back on the air here tonight. Care 93.7, Brandon Tamman with you, and we start here with Atchison. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health, and we're joined now by girls basketball coach, that is Nick Rebant. Coach, you've been playing some really good ball, four straight wins last couple of weeks. We've been talking about that nice run, but you go on the road Tuesday night, tough place to play at Highland Park. Scots get the win, 65-51. You sit here at 9-8 right now, but just kind of take us back to that one on Tuesday and what led to a Highland Park victory.
Sure. You know, one thing, we just didn't shoot the ball as well as we could have. We had a lot of shots in and out. You know, just kind of bad luck. I still put up 51, not shooting the ball well, though, so I'm not too upset with that. A big thing for them was their girl, Amelia. She just ate us up down low. I think she ended up with 28 points, something like that, probably 20 rebounds. We just couldn't match up with her very well. She just really did a great job taking over that game for them.
You guys have been playing some good ball. Do you take this as just one of those times where it's like, all right, you know, like we take one, we take one off the chin, and we got to get ourselves right because we know here in a week and a half, 2 weeks, when Substate rolls around, if we, you know, have a lull like that, you know, we're going to be one and done potentially. So do you see this as a good wake-up call?
Oh, sure. You know, you can learn from any moment, and this is a good learning experience for us. We need to go out there and get a lot of shots up in practice, practice what we need to get done. And like I said, rebounding has kind of been our bugaboo all year, so that's something that we just need to continue to focus on and get better at.
We'll talk about the stretch run here. Three games left in the regular season. It'll start Friday, a non-league game against Labette County. But right now, as you kind of look into Substate, do you keep kind of peeking at the standings? You guys are sitting kind of right in the middle of 4A East right now, and obviously the matchups could kind of swing and things could move around a little bit. Every game is going to be important to kind of keep yourself in the upper half and get yourself a potential home game to start. But do you peek ahead and just kind of see where things are at right now?
Oh, sure. You know, I was on it last night after our game, just seeing where things were. You know, that's kind of the fun of the season is seeing how things are going to play out, start putting different scenarios through your head. You know, we're fighting. We want to, like you said, we want to get up there and have a home game first round to give us an opportunity. It's always good to play at home. But there's so many teams right there, you just never know what's going to happen. So it's been fun watching it and seeing who's playing who and who might win this. And that's a good time doing that.
Well, let's talk about the opponent for Friday, Labette County, the Grizzlies out of the SEK, the Southeast Kansas League, and, you know, teams they play against, Fort Scott Independence, who have been consistently ranked this year, so they certainly have played some really good competition. They got out to kind of a slow start early, 1-4 in their first five, but they played a little bit better in recent weeks. They sit here at 7-10, kind of right in the middle of the pack with you guys in the 4A East Substate standings. But how much have you dove into them and some challenges that they present on Friday?
You know, we've been looking at them. And again, they're a team that goes after the ball well, can rebound it, which is something we need to go take care of. I think our pressure could be something that helps us out there. But again, it's going to be a good game. It's a good test. You know, this week is a good test for us going into postseason. So I'm kind of glad we have these games so we can really measure where we're at and have that next week to really focus in and get where we need to be.
Maybe style of play, things that they do specifically. Does Labette County remind you of anybody in the league that you're more familiar with?
No, you know, they're kind of they like to bring it up. They like to run some offense, which is something we need to see. You know, our league kind of plays fast. So having it slowed down, it's almost like, you know, we played Jeff West earlier in the year. They like to slow it down, run their offense. And sometimes we struggle with that because we like to get up and go. Our girls like to play fast. And having someone slow you down kind of bothers us. So this will be a great test for us to see if we can go out there and match that and kind of play our game.
Atchison girls basketball coach Nick Rebant joining us. A non-league game Friday at home against Labette County. And then a couple of league games next week with Washington and Schlegel before Substate the following week. So we're getting down to it, Coach. We appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday against Labette County. We'll talk to you one final time next week.
Thanks, Brandon.